Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, welcome around the world, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And before we start the regular theme of tonight's show, which will be, should the hospitals get paid if they don't do their job, I want to acknowledge the email I got from the Biden White House, and I did answer it. I hope they get it, you know, because there's nothing worse than one-way emails where you can't answer it, but I haven't gotten a response that it couldn't go through, so maybe they got it, I don't know. With the hope that since Mr. Biden is on an executive order kick, sign one for us, the disabled. Mandate the agencies so that they can raise money to help us, put the money into a debit card so we can run our own lives, you know, with built-in safety features, of course. Make it so that, sign an executive order so that we're not judged by income with our disability. Make it so that no one can take away our disability as long as we're disabled. And I would say that once that happens, more disabled people would be encouraged to work. Give us enforcement in the work scene and in the housing. Make every house, every dwelling accessible. So those are some of the mandates, and we'd be happy to elaborate on our ideas if we are contacted. And, of course, even if we're not contacted, because we're going to do it on this show anyway. Congratulations. Thank you, Mr. Joe Biden. Yesterday, you may have heard us mention on open mic last night, NBC was reporting that 400,000 people have died, supposedly from the virus. All right. So most of those people evidently passed away after they went to the hospital. Some of them passed away in the hospital. Some of them probably passed away outside the hospital, yeah. But I would venture to say that the majority have been involved with hospitals. So now, the big question, what did the hospital do to save the lives of people, of those people? Now, we all know about the medical, acceptable medical stuff, the typical antibiotic, and if they people get worse and they have a breathing problem, the respirator business. We've heard all kinds of comments about that. But does that mean that the doctors in the hospital, and we don't say that all doctors are bad. Don't misunderstand that. Does that mean that the doctors in the hospital did the best they could to the best of their ability? I don't think so. Because if they did, why didn't they call on other types of healing and people? You know, one of the biggest lifesavers is acupuncture. It can save a person's life, to give an example. The holistic doctors and healers that you hear on the radio, that you some of them practice more openly in different states and so on and so forth, different countries. So this is a very troubling thing, that a person goes to a hospital and, take a person like myself, all right? I have two different doctors. One of them is an internist. He's an old-time guy. He believes in natural healing, all right? My other doctor is a Chinese grand master wonderful, wonderful guy, Dr. Nan Lu. Now, God forbid, if I ever go to a hospital, which I'd rather just die on my own. I hate hospitals. I would want the two of them in there to help me. Now, as far as I know, unless something has changed and I'm not aware of it, Dr. Lu is not welcome in a hospital. And even my own doctor, Dr. Harold, probably might not be welcome if I'm going to a hospital that he's not registered with or doesn't practice with. I don't know what the rules, if they've changed the rules on that, but point being, everything and anything should be done to save that person's life. And that's what is missing here. Now, we've heard of Mr. Trump having the virus, Rudy Giuliani, to mention two, probably a few others, many others who have been, who have the means, wealthy and all that. But look how fast they healed up. I don't know what they were given. You know, you hear different rumors, you hear different things. But I believe that they have that they were given holistic medicines. And the medical profession doesn't want that to be standardized. Doesn't want it to be out to be because you know there's a monetary element involved here. So everything and anything should be done to save that person's life. And when we come back, I want to talk about the amounts of money that these hospitals get on a dead body that they claim died from the COVID-19. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita, greatest dog on the planet, all right? You need help feeding your Akita? Call Gary. Nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and when he's able to do it, the medical care. 631-484-3085. Nobody's starved on Long Island. Inner Sight brought to you by my friends at the Long Island Connection. Try to make a difference. Help people. Clothing, food, and so on and so forth. So find them on the Facebook. And I'll have to get a current number for them. Try to check that out. Long Island Connection. Around the World, All the Beautiful Children, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, all the others. Remember them. Cherish their memory. Go an Extra Mile for a Child. That's the Inner Sight. The saying, and that's what we believe, and we remind you to do it. Around the world, some of our friends here local, goodmojoprinters.com, suttoninsurance.com, baccaro'sitaliantavern.com, and all the others that have helped us in the past, and my friend Lori, who I believe lost her business due to this crazy virus. So we remember them, all of them, and anything we can do to help, we're here. All right, let's see. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number, by the way, is 631-224-3085. 3090, and I want to thank my friend Bill for now sponsoring our website. We greatly appreciate that. That's a burden lifted up off of us. And thank you, Bill. All right, let's see what else we got around the world. Inner Sight. And hopefully we'll try to get some phone calls in. So we'll hold off on the Able News ad. See if we can get our co-host in here. Around the World, Inner Sight, brought to you by James Bahamonde, attorney, 516-783-9662, civil rights lawyer. And talking tonight about these hospitals. Hospitals are a horrible place. I mean, you can go in there, you can catch anything. Catch pneumonia, you can get a bacterial infection, you can catch a virus. As much as they try to cleanse those places, it's very difficult. Best thing to do is to stay away from them. So now, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we got the figures, $13,000 if the hospital treats a person without the respirator. When they go on the respirator, they get $35,000. Now, I'm going to say, I'm not sure, but that's the $35,000 plus the $13,000 because they've treated them off the respirator. Now they're on the respirator, so they're going to get the two payments. So the person passes away. The traditional medical stuff fails. Person passes away. The family, unless they're well off, is left with nothing, and they lose the income. This happened to a friend of mine, by the way. Lose the income. Hospital keeps the money. On top of that, they're going to bill you for all the miscellaneous stuff, you know, food and whatever they had to do for this person. So that's a hefty piece of money for not doing their job. If the person dies, doesn't that mean that the hospital failed? Especially since they haven't done everything and called upon other types of healing that may have saved this person. I'll give you an example with my guide dog. Took her to the vet. She had a problem. Couldn't figure it out. The vet couldn't figure it out either. She had a horrible type of a sort of a breathing sounded like an allergy or a breathing disorder every time she ate. All right. And they x-rayed her and all that and didn't know what it was. A friend of mine looked it up on the internet and discovered apple cider vinegar for dogs. All right. I started giving her the apple cider vinegar. Now, it's been a few months. The condition has completely healed up. Whatever it was. I don't know what it was. The doctor didn't know what it was. When I went into the vet, and I said to this doctor, I said, can't you go on the internet and find out, you know, what this condition is? Other people have had experience with it, and maybe there's something natural like, oh, I can't do that. You know, she was so afraid to do it. You know, like she's going to lose her license for looking up something on the internet. Well, there's the same thing that's happening in these hospitals. You see a person is going downhill, their breathing is laboring, it's getting worse. They go into intensive care. The appetite is gone, and they're getting worse, and they have a fever and all that, and you know that this virus can attack the lungs, and especially if the person has weak lungs and other medical conditions, is it true? You see them struggling, going downhill like that. Isn't it common sense that you would try to do something else to help them? I mean, it's so outrageous that they don't search for the answer to try to save somebody's life. Now, you can't save everybody. You never will. The point is, how many people have they saved trying to do it? I don't think there's any. How many people have the hospital saved without trying to apply non-traditional medical healing? I wonder if there's one case in the entire country, in the entire 400,000 that they say have died. Common sense. You want to save this person. You're a doctor. Now, a lot of times, maybe some of these doctors do want to get on that internet and say, hey, what can I do, you know? I'm not saying that all of them are devils and evil. No. A lot of them are afraid. They're going to lose their livelihood if they do something out of the ordinary. That's why it should be mandated. The President of the United States, the new guy who just took over, mandate the hospitals so that they're allowed to use holistic healing so that they can consult people who believe in it, who have experience with it, who know it, and who can possibly save somebody's life. Because that's the bottom line. That's the name of the game, isn't it? And no, you won't make as much money off of it. So who cares? Who cares about the money? The life that you're trying to save. Inner Sight believes. We believe that freedom should people should have the freedom of choice when it comes to your body. You know, I don't know what's in the vaccine. A lot of people, I talk to people, oh, I'm not going to take that. You don't know what's in it. I heard before I went on the air from one of the alternative news stations that supposedly 30 people have died from that vaccine. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but it might be. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, what's happening with that? Is anybody going to investigate that, find out what happened? Now, the other thing, all these people that have died supposedly from the virus, did they autopsy all these bodies and get conclusive proof that that's what killed them? Because, you know, a person can have a virus and have other conditions and die from the other condition, and they put a label on them, the virus. You know, I mean, it's a profitable label, yes. You know, human nature. Oh, well, the hospital needs the money, you know, the person died, we tried to save them. Just put down the virus. And who knows what kind of stuff is going on with that. I mean, there's all kinds of, you hear it all the time, kickbacks and all that stuff. Promises of financial gain and all that other stuff. So give all the doctors a chance. You know, bring them in, invite them, free them up. Now, this is supposed to be an emergency. let it be at least for now as an emergency. Later you can deal with it. I mean, I'd love to see them keep it. But Mr. Biden ought to at least do it now. Let the holistic doctors have a part in healing the patient, especially if the person wants it, should it be, or the family wants it. When my friend Joe passed away, I tried to get his doctor into the hospital. They wouldn't even call him. You know, they're afraid. And he's not welcome there. And there's all kinds of ridiculous regulations. Well, these things should be eased right now. It's supposed to be an emergency. Somebody goes to a hospital, it means that they want you to save their life. They're putting their life in the hands of that institution. So that institution should do everything and anything to help them and save them. And it's not happening. We know it. We see it every day. It's not happening. So the president wants to do something good. He wants to change some of these things. He wants to extend the hand of healing so that other doctors can be a part of it. In a site, television tonight, by the way. Yeah, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, Manhattan Neighborhood Network television. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20, all over Long Island, reruns. Planning a new show on YouTube. We'll keep you posted on that. And Inner Sight and the whole idea of people having freedom, those of us who are disabled and elderly. So if you're going to go to a hospital, you want to feel a certain way about it. I mean, I know I do, and I'll bet thousands of others do. You want to feel that they're there to help you, and if they can't do it, they'll help you get somebody else in there, possibly do it. That should be the feeling. That should be the attitude of these doctors. Instead of condemning people because they believe in herbs or, you know, certain types of healing that they've been taught a taboo. I mean, look at the greatest healer that ever lived, Jesus. What did he do? He used his hands. He used the earth. He used herbs. He used the trees to help people. And he saved a lot of people's lives. He healed them. So there's something to it. God made these plants for a reason. And I don't mean to take them to a laboratory and change them and doctor them up so much and that now they're not the original plant anymore. Now there's something else. Or too much stuff has been added to them. People have used that to get rich. And of course you have tremendous side effects. So let the people be served in these hospitals. This is what Inner Sight is advocating. All right? By the way, I don't know, we don't have an engineer, so if you're trying to call in, we apologize. And you can call in and listen, 213-816-1650, but we can't get you on the line as yet. We'll see what happens. Inner Sight. Tomorrow night's show is going to be on public safety. Another topic that leaves out millions of people. Public safety. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night. Friday, we got the funnies. Every Friday, we have some weird time over here. Kind of cuckoo, but, you know, it's cool. So, if you had to go to a hospital and you had a choice in the hospital, let's say there were two wings. You know, you wanted the holistic healing or you wanted the conventional. Now, a lot of people might not take the holistic healing, and that's fine. You know, it's up to the person. But if a person is on critical and they get so bad and oxygen, too much oxygen can hurt you. You know, it can even it can destroy your glands and everything else. So there are other ways that the body can make oxygen. And a lot of these holistic doctors are very expert at that. You know, certain things that you can take intravenously. If you can't eat, you can get it intravenously. And there are a lot of different substances that kill virus and strengthen the lungs. Now, this is why the holistic healing should be allowed in the hospital. Because the doctors, for the most part, have really failed. I mean, when you have 400 people, 400,000 people who died, that's a lot of people. And a lot of people are making money on that, including the funeral parlors. All right, if you want to make a comment on the show, call our regular Inner Sight number, leave a comment, and we'll broadcast it. We'll paraphrase it tomorrow night. 631-224-3090 if you want to make a comment. And how do you feel about the hospitals expanding their healing? And should the president mandate it, especially for these emergency times? He made a comment to his cabinet, I heard. If you're not going to help me, nothing personal, but you'll be fired. I have a job to do. I got to save people's lives. All right. I like that, the way he came out and said it. You got to save people's lives. Let some of these other doctors help if they can. I mean, that would be part of helping to save somebody's life. Give them a choice. Call in. Consult the other people, at least. You know, they could tell you what to do. So, that's what we need in this country. We need the freedom of choice of what we're going to put in our bodies. I mean, this vaccine thing wasn't even properly tested. And a lot of people are skeptical of it. You hear them talking all the time. All right, Inner Sight around the world. We apologize, we don't have an engineer, so the phone lines.
Yeah, the
essentially
engineer is here, sorry.
Oh, there you are, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
You must have heard me.
Yeah, no, I my tooth is really bothering me, so I had to get something to numb it, so I was using
Oh,
that.
Yeah, put
sorry
the clove on it.
Clove yeah, I clean. Am. I finally got some
All right.
clove, and it's helping a little.
Well, since you're here, do the Able News.
Yes, I can. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank. We have
all right,
Inner Sight.
Don't forget to sign our petition. And by the way, we have some word on that.
Oh.
Senator Boyle telling me that he can't get support for a law that is too controversial.
Yeah.
And essentially, he's not really going to do anything about it. Now, don't misunderstand. We're not giving up on it.
No.
No way.
Maybe because I was thinking about that when you told me that earlier today. Maybe we could think of another candidate who might be really interested in it. You don't know.
Well, maybe, but they still have to get support.
Yeah, I know.
And Senator Boyle is the senior senator in New York State.
I'll see. Mm.
Now, we could try it on a federal level.
That's what I was thinking.
See what happens with that. But, you know, my feeling is to raise enough money, raise enough money and do a campaign to let people know that these schools should be licensed. So we'll continue to work on it. It's a hiccup, but we're not going to let it stop us.
Yeah, yeah.
The petition, change.org. We need your signature up there.
Signatures, please.
All right. Inner Sight, fighting for the rights of the disabled. All right, now who you say we got a phone call?
Yes, we do. Maureen now.
Huh?
Advocate. I'm not saying what type of advocate.
We got Maureen?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's on.
Maureen from Queens.
Yes.
On the line.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Maureen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hi, guys. I'm sorry about that. I'm running a little late tonight because we went out to the store late and wanted to get, I'll try anything. Wanted to get a Mega Ball, Mega Millions and a Powerball ticket.
Oh,
so,
<awesome.
laughs> yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to buy mine.
Yeah.
I
hoping
tell my...
that'll help. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that'll.
I forgot to give my aide the numbers. She's gonna buy.
It's been so long since we played it, so but now that it's getting big, you know, well, give it a shot, you know. Maybe this will help. I don't know. We've never been lucky.
No, maybe you're gonna win. That's all.
Somebody's gotta win, so you never know, right?
You can only win if you play.
So. Yeah.
That's right.
So I'm running a little late. So dinner's done now. So I'll be listening, okay, guys. But I can't stay on it, really, okay? All right, I'll call in tomorrow night, okay? Okay, thanks.
Okay, no
thanks
problem.
Again.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Maureen.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, all right, thanks, Frank. I think I told you everything that I heard today from the guy. I think I told you everything, so I have to call tomorrow the other place, yeah. All right, thanks again, guys.
Right.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right,
okay,
no problem.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Maureen bye-bye. Looking into going to court to get the money to get her mom out of the nursing home. That's what she's referring to.
Yeah.
All right, tonight, talking about these hospitals and the way they operate, you know, and not acknowledging different types of healing.
You know what they do, I'll tell you. This is how they get the people in the nursing homes. First of all, I don't know what kind of maybe kickback, I'm going to say, they get, but they must, okay? They have to, because they're affiliated with these nursing homes, the hospitals, all right?
Yeah.
I know my mom's hospital, the hospital of choice that I tell them that I want her to go to right now is Winthrop. They're affiliated with my mom's nursing home, okay? So she could go there and be brought there, okay, to the hospital that she wants to go to. All right, so that's not that big of an issue, but, you know, that's only if she has, like, a heart-related problem, I'll send her to the hospital that I want her to go to. But anything else, she doesn't, they don't send her there. They send her to the nearest hospital, which I think is, you know, really, I really don't even want her to go to a hospital. You know what I'm saying? That's the hard part. So, you know, you end up in a bind, you know, with the way they run things and the state wants them to run things and what you have in mind for your loved one and what is the best that you feel is for your loved one, you know, and that's hard. You know, you have to go by
the point
what
is
they
all these people have died in connection, most of them, I'm going to say 95% of them have died in connection with the hospital.
Yeah.
You know? Now, doesn't that tell you that there's something wrong? No.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, wake up, world.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Politicians, wake up.
You know what?
Do something about it.
Haven't you
don't
noticed
just let
that
it go on and on and on like that.
Thankfully, the people who have, you know, survived the respirators, okay, after getting COVID, okay, you know, just that. They're young, usually, don't have any other pre-existing conditions, and actually survived. You know, that.
Well, how many people is that? Do we know?
Not many, I heard. But I don't know the exact number.
No number?
I wish I knew. No number.
You know,
I could look again.
Isn't it strange?
Maybe they updated it.
I've never heard a number on survivals, only on those who have died.
All right.
Now, why
I'm
is that?
I'm going to try and look. I don't know. That's really weird. You know.
That is the weirdest thing.
It should be the other way around.
Yeah. Of course it should.
It should be.
But,
now,
you know,
as soon as I started typing on the screen, how many P? I didn't even go any further, it started filling, populating, and how many people died. It didn't even let me, you know, put in how many people lives.
Yeah, well, that
after
you're going to get.
Yeah, immediately.
How many people have lived?
Yeah, I want to know.
Through the virus.
How many people.
Put that on. See what you get.
Lived.
Well, how many people have survived?
I guess it would be the who were diagnosed with it. You know, that would be the number. You know, but and minus the people who were dead, that's how many people live.
But they're not giving you a number.
No, but you would have to. You could create it by minusing how many people were diagnosed with it and how many people died, and then you'd get that number.
That doesn't mean it's right, but. Well, how many people were diagnosed? Did they tell you that?
Yeah, there are like hold on, let me go to John Hopkins' website. After, I'm just going to put in contracting COVID.
They know how many people were diagnosed with the virus? I don't know if they, I've never heard a figure
it
on that.
It keeps going back to died. I don't want to know how many people died. Why do I want to know
that's
that?
All they're going to tell you.
Yeah, it just keeps doing that. I hate that.
That's all they're going to tell you because that's the only figure that they have.
That they get money on.
Yeah.
The only part that they get money on is how many people died.
That's where the money is.
It's probably is. All right, let me go back here.
But the hospitals don't care. I mean, they're making plenty of money on this. If they cared, they would bring in other people to try to save the person's life.
Yeah. Oh, COVID mortality rate has declined. So why are, that's interesting, deaths on the rise? That's interesting. That is a good question right there. And when was this published? That's
a lot of contradictions.
Yeah, I know. That was in November 17th that was published. Fact check. I'm going to bookmark that in case I run out of time.
A lot of contradictions on that thing.
Yeah, I know. Let me just see if I could get a quick number while I'm looking, perusing through this. You can continue the show while I'm looking.
All right. In a site, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. Anybody have any information on these numbers? We'd love to hear from you. You know. And then, of course, how do you know the numbers are accurate, even when you get them?
Yeah, because people using those quick tests, they're not as accurate. One time they're COVID-free, the next time they have COVID. It's like, okay, well, how do you know? You know?
Yeah, you don't know. You know what it is? You got to know your own body, too.
That's it.
That's the other part.
I was feeling having all the symptoms of COVID, and it turned out, you know what my problem was? I had an infected tooth from the dentist when I went to the dentist.
People don't know their own body, so they run to the hospital.
And I knew it was infected from that, and I didn't go to the hospital. But imagine if I went to the hospital, I would have contracted then COVID, and then they would have said, oh, it's COVID.
Yeah, because you figured it out.
The end of me. Yeah.
You figured it out, and that's the way people should figure it out on their own. They get an ailment, they run to the hospital, they pick up something over there, could be pneumonia or anything, and then they're in trouble.
I wasn't going to go anywhere near the hospital.
Nah.
No way. No.
Stay away from those hospitals. They're home.
I don't have numbers right now for that. I don't see any numbers for live.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Of course, we talk about the holistic healing in the hospital, but the best way is to stay away from those hospitals. But if you have to go there, you should
have it.
The best of care, which should include that holistic healing. They shouldn't leave it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, in a site, tomorrow night we're talking about public safety.
Oh, yeah.
A great, great need for millions of us. And Friday is the funnies, so don't forget. Inner Sight around the world, 213-816-1650. How are we doing with listenership? We got 100,000.
Oh, yeah, 103,363. Let me just take a check on that. I'll make sure.
3,360. We're headed for 104,000.
Yeah, soon.
All right, in a site.
That thing to pop up, I'll let you know the exact number.
Around the world, and anyone like to be on the show, you know, send us an email without an attachment, and I do answer all emails, but my system is weird, so a lot of people can't open it.
Yeah, it's because if you don't have a what's it called? Oh, God, let me think a second. A speaker, you won't be able to. A lot of these workplaces don't give speakers to people.
Open that email. Get a speaker.
Actually, somebody, one more person. So it's 103,364.
Oh.
Listen, between the last time I checked.
All right. A new listener. Thank you, one person.
Yeah, thank you. One extra person.
We appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah, so what else can we say about those hospitals, you know?
What we can say is that they should be having other alternative healing. You know what I always imagined, Frank? That I could go into a hospital and get every treatment from around the world. That's what I imagined a hospital should be like. Well, maybe there will be one like that one day. You never know. You could go to this floor and you'll get traditional Chinese medicine. You could go to that floor and you could get something, say, from, you know, a practitioner in India. You know, that would be nice.
If you could ever get it licensed.
That would be nice.
You know,
I think that should be, you know, how it is, you know. I don't know.
I think it would save a lot of people.
Yeah. People would feel comfortable, too. I also think people should, you know, do a lot to get that done and try to have it, you know, taken care of and let people, you know, if they like the stuff, you know, lobby for it if they have money, you know, if they want it to be in.
As I said earlier, the new president is on an executive order kick.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Sign one for these hospitals to mandate this holistic healing, especially if the person wants it, you know.
Definitely.
It should be there.
I agree.
Because, you know, life is precious, and that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to save somebody's life.
Yeah.
You know. So there you have it. Inner Sight around the world at 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
It was just Maureen and then just us. That's it.
Oh, all right. Yes, and new president today. He's like a new kid. He's having fun with the executive order thing. You know, sign this, sign that. Well, as I said before we started talking about our topic, and it's worth repeating, you know, getting away from the topic a little bit. What about the disabled?
I think Marie wants to talk again. I'm not sure.
Where's the executive order for us to mandate the agencies to raise the money so we can live our lives in freedom? Oh, Maureen back online?
Yeah, she just put in the question mark to speak again. So let me see if I could get her on, okay? Hold on, let me see if she wants to talk.
Yeah, she wants to talk.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm back again. I put my dinner in the microwave to keep warm. You know, there's so many contradictory things with this whole mess because the other day I said to my friend, how do we know? Because she has the antibodies, and her husband has the antibodies, but they don't remember ever having the virus. They speculate it could have been this. But some of these symptoms are for so many other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
And we know this COVID virus. We know COVID has been around in different forms for many years. It even says it on the back of the Lysol can. You know, and the baby wipes. I forget what brand.
Yeah.
So I heard the other night, if you have the antibodies, they can't even tell if it's from this virus or a previous one. So that's what I had said. How do we know the antibodies are from this COVID-19? You know
or
what I mean?
Another one. Yeah.
Or from a you might have had, they might be antibodies from something you had 10 years ago. How would you know? Because nobody's ever
That's why the
gone running to
so
the doctor
important.
For antibody test. I'm sorry.
That's right.
That's why the
you
immune
know?
System is so important.
It's important, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it is.
I've had symptoms. Everybody has. The symptoms they run through, because yesterday I had a town hall from Empire at 10, from 10 to 11 yesterday. And,
right.
I mean, the symptoms could be from anything. And what happened to the flu? Where's the flu this year? Where's that gone? We don't hear anything about the flu now, because I mean, how do we know half of what they're telling us? I told you about that singer, Erica Badu. Her one nostril was negative and her other nostril was positive. How could that be? It's the same nose. I mean, and the rapid ones are only 70% accurate. They're not 100% or 90 whatever, 99.9, because they could never actually get to that 100%. But how do we know any of this is true? You know?
Well, here's how they work it, and I was asking somebody that, you know, because I was just, you know, asking questions, you know, trying to be nosy. And they said, you have to get the whole picture. You have to know the whole picture. You can't just, so say if a person has a fever, a person is coughing, a person lost their taste, you have more than one thing that is making a positive picture, then you know that it's most likely COVID. But if the person doesn't have the
Or it could be something else.
That's right. I mean, I go into the drugstore, the little drugstore next to the bank when I go for a rent day. And she says, can I take your temperature? And I say, yes. And she does it with the wrist. Okay, you're good. Well, how does she know I don't have a sore throat or I don't have something else? That what good is taking just the temperature? Because that's not always a definite sign. You know?
Exactly. You could be an asymptomatic carrier.
So this whole thing is so freaking stupid. The testing is stupid. You could go Monday, like I've said in the past. You could get the virus Wednesday. That's what happened to the lady in my mom's room. She came in from the hospital negative. 2 days later, she got positive. So how do we know what the heck is going on with these tests, with the tracking?
Well, you know what it is? You don't know, but you do know about the immune system.
That's right.
That you can build it up to a certain degree where if you get a virus, your body's going to fight it off. That's the thing that they're not doing.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
That's the key.
No. There's no money involved in that. There's no money they could
of course
get.
Not.
That's the truth right there. Yes.
Right. Everything, even the man I called today said, it's all about money. I said, you got that right?
It is.
Which is the doctor that cured his brother of the stage 4 lung cancer? Which doctor was that again? That you're always talking about, he cured it. Huh?
Oh.
What happened?
Oh, Dr. Gary Knoll.
Oh, Gary Knoll. I couldn't remember
Gary
which
Knoll.
One he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling, you know, my roommate about him because he's got the cancer. I was telling him he cured his brother of stage 4 lung cancer with just, you know, natural healing, you know?
You know, it's funny. Guess who I got a call from today? One of your favorite peoples. No, I wish.
The governor?
No, I got from Open Doors. But I might as well have been the governor.
Open Doors. Now, I don't even know what the hell my mom's in. I don't think she's with that.
Open Doors and
nursing.
They slam it in your face.
That's
right.
Absolutely.
She says to me, if you're eligible for the other program. I said, I wanted to say, damn it, anybody who's in, she said to me, she's listed as a two-person assist. Can you do it? I'm like, wait a second. Don't you guys know that I'm on a wheelchair and I can't do it? You're going to have to supply it. And that's exactly what I said. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Outright.
Well, what's the other program?
I'm
she
getting
said
tired of this.
Huh?
No, it was the nursing home transition and waiver program connected with Open Doors and then that other stupid
that's
program.
That's what I think she's in now. My mom's in nursing.
Yeah. But there's another program, too, Money Follows. The three programs are all DITS programs. They don't even, you know, they're not even helpful. They should all.
No, I've heard that when you follow that person. Yeah.
Yes.
None of them are any good.
Yeah. And now my mom is in La La Land. I found out she has diabetes, and they're giving her medicine for it. And I have no idea if that's what's making her, you know, out of it. She's like in La La Land.
Yeah. I know, it's horrible when you can't be with them. You know, this whole, I think of people wearing these stupid freaking masks and, don't socialize, trying to stay away from people outside and inside. Well, if you live with your family, what are you supposed to do? I mean, you know.
They want us to wear masks. Sorry.
Huh? What did you say?
They want
that?
Us to wear masks. They want us to wear masks, you know, on the inside. Well, and I'm like, my husband says that's where I draw the line. I don't blame him.
I'm not wearing any mask. No one's going to tell me in my home if I have to wear a mask or not. No, if we get to that state, I will leave the country because nobody is going to tell me what to do in my, unless I'm harming somebody with, you know,
right.
I am not going to
be
told something like that.
That's not, you know, strong. Then, you know, you put your mask on. But for my sake, I'm not wearing a damn mask in my own home. I can't breathe with mask on as it is.
That's right.
I mean,
I can't breathe with it. I can't.
I have breathing problems, and when I come home, I'm gasping that oxygen like it's going out of style.
I can't walk hardly. We have to stop if I have to. You know, I walk a bit, and I never had that problem until I started wearing these masks. You know?
Yeah.
So I think it's affecting my breathing.
For the people who don't want to wear the mask, put a little oil of oregano on your fingers. Don't put it by your eyes. Rub it on your cheeks and your chin. Put it carefully around your nose. And the virus won't attack your face. There it is.
No, it's
but
the mask that's
don't
attacking my face.
Not,
I don't even know about the virus, you know?
Yeah.
You can tell so many different stories about that. That's not even, you know? I just don't believe I don't believe 99% of what they're telling. Now, he's going to open up the air travel to the Muslims and to everybody else. I forget who else. Why would you do that when there's a pandemic going on? You should be shutting things down, not opening, you know? Doesn't that kind of make sense? You know?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not
doing.
Anti-Muslim, but it only makes sense if you're trying to stop a pandemic, you should stop all the air traffic, you know?
I think that when it's open, he wants to make it open, and when it's not, it'll be closed. I think that's what the intention was, not to isolate because they're Muslim. I think that's what.
Very confusing.
I mean, that has nothing to do with anything.
Maureen, we
got to
go. We'll be with you.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Be with you tomorrow night. Yeah. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. I want to thank Maureen and Suzanne, co-host engineer. Tomorrow night, Inner Sight. Put that oil of oregano on your face. Then when you put your mask on, you can breathe it in. That protects the lungs, world. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. 631-224-3090. Phone number, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank you for listening. Thank all our new listeners all over the world. And tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Inner Sight, be here with us. Talk about public safety. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.